Welcome back from a long break to Taste Test, Mike Bergen's mom's favorite podcast from the Georgetown
the
Voice.
One rated podcast by Mike Bergen's mom.
By Linda Bergen. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
You've never met me.
Shout out.
Oh, man. I'm your host, Erica Bullock. I'm joined by essentially my co-host.
Hey. It's Danielle. It's me.
It's me. And, oh, God, Danielle's not here. Super weird.
Crushing.
He'd be speaking over both of us all the time. Love you, Daniel. So we were thinking about, you know, what could we do to ring in the new year, and we were thinking we need to cleanse 2016 from our systems.
New year, new us.
New year, new us. And what better way to ring in the new year and get over this past Friday with juicing.
Juice cleanses,
juices.
Man.
We're doing the history of juice, and we're drinking juice.
Yep.
And neither of us are too
not
thrilled with the choice
pumped.
That I've made.
Because, like, pressed juices are weird. Because it's not like the naked juices with, like, 1,000 grams of sugar and, like really nice flavors. It's like the real hardcore people, like, press juice stuff. So
it's not, like,
beats
like
in
thick
this
and
shit.
Creamy.
My
it's
tail.
Just, like, flavored liquid,
yeah.
Which is what everything that isn't water is, but like...
But you know what we mean.
You know. It's just, I feel like, here's my thing with juice cleanses. I would never do one, because I already have trouble drinking enough water in a
yeah.
day. Like, imagine getting all of my nutrients from a water-like thing.
Yeah.
It would just
It'd
go south
awful.
So fast. And then, like, do you, like, not poop? I don't get it.
It doesn't seem
Didn't
safe.
Find it in my research. Oh, man.
It's a mystery.
Oh, no. Well, as usual on Taste Test, I put together a great historical record of juice.
So
pumped. So we're gonna go through the history of juice.
Yes.
And then I have some fun facts, and I did find a celebrity juice article,
yes.
which I will need to retrieve from my my web browser.
Mm-hmm.
But the history of juice. Let's take a trip.
Just take a trip.
Come on back with me to ancient Greece.
Mm.
In 1700 BC.
It's before Christ.
That is before. Or BCE, before the Common Era,
yes.
depending. But for some reason, the date is the same.
Yep.
So in ancient Greece, Greeks would call pomegranate juice a love potion.
Mm.
And as we know, the pomegranate is a symbol of fertility and love and all of those things.
Didn't know that.
Well, now we do. You're always learning on Taste Test.
Always learning.
I always learn so much when I procrastinate on my homework looking up history of juice. The next date that I could find was 150 BC, so
oh.
we're just gonna go real quick through
skipping.
Everything before
years
the Common
gone
Era.
By.
Yep. And now there's evidence of juicing in the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Hmm.
Interestingly
weird.
Enough. Yeah,
is that
super
what the Dead
weird.
Sea, I thought they were like religious.
I mean,
did
they
I
can
make...
be religious and talk about juice? Religious
sure.
scrolls talk about all sorts of things.
It's true. That's
besides
fair.
Religion and it's all related, but no, but apparently...
juice is a part of God's bounty.
God's bounty. No, but apparently there was a bit on the Dead Sea Scrolls about pomegranate and fig juice, about pressing them to create juice. I think my computer's dead. That's really unfortunate. In the 1500s, so now I've skipped even more time,
mm-hmm.
Spanish explorers planted...
This is A.D.?
This is A.D.
After death, or that Latin phrase that no one can remember?
Abacus Domini,
yep,
something. I don't
yep.
think it's abacus. I think that's a mathematical
sure
instrument. Anyways, in the 1500s, Spanish explorers came to Florida and actually planted the first orange trees around St. Augustine in Florida.
Hmm.
And lemonade also appeared in Italy around this time.
Wow.
Yeah. 16th century. A lot of things are happening in the juice world.
It's big things.
Things I now have in my brain. And also, sometime during this history, I was not able to find the dates because people just didn't attach dates to these things in their big timelines. But there was also juicing happening in Korea and Peru.
Wow.
So,
just everywhere.
Yeah, just
juices.
Like untethered to any particular date. I wrote in my notes, jump. 1864. This is important though. Pasteurization is developed by Louis Pasteur.
Mm.
He heated beer and wine and found that in that process he lowered the pathogenic microbe count without killing off all of the
is that
microorganisms.
When we knew bacteria was a thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's when we realized that that was what made our beer and wine sour.
Mm-hmm.
So he discovered pasteurization, and now that's used to keep juices safe. Don't drink unpasteurized liquids. Do not. Really? I read a lot of bad things about it. Well, I feel like there are probably some health gurus who are like, no, do it. It's good for your soul.
We weren't meant to drink things that are pasteurized.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's not what the cavemen ate.
I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow has something to say about that.
Gwyneth on Goop.
In 1920, Max Gerson developed a therapy that mixes a vegetarian diet with raw juice. So unpasteurized juice, I guess. And it's still present. They have this thing called the Gerson Institute now, which is a nonprofit in San Diego, California, because of course it's in California.
Yeah.
And they kind of pilot this Gerson therapy, which is a non-toxic treatment for chronic degenerative diseases.
Huh.
So they treat cancer with juice.
Hmm. Seems legit.
Seems fine. Seems classic California.
It does.
I can't tell you how many juice shops are in my hometown. 1936, Dr. Norman Walker publishes Raw Vegetable Juices, and he released the Norwalk Juicer, which is the first juicer. Mm. And he kind of coined the idea of eating only living food. So eating very clean, non-processed food. It sounds food. Creepy.
That doesn't but make it's... any sense. Why would you
food
name
is
it
dead?
Why would you name it living food?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's a bad idea.
It doesn't make any sense.
And in 1954, we have the Champion Juicer. Learned all about juicer types. And this is the world's first masticating juicer, which means it would, like, crunch the fruit and vegetables to a pulp.
Is it, like, thicker than that? Or is it just...
No, because so what you do when you crush, when you juice, I know way too much about this now, is you don't keep the pulpy parts.
Yeah.
That's why this is so thin and has no fiber in it.
Mm. So it like crunches it up and then like kind of strains it?
Yeah. Mm, yeah, it uses a cloth somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere, I don't know where. Let's see, in the 1930s through 1990s, this is like a dude, so his timeline's kind of his life, Dr. Linus Pauling attributes most ailments and diseases to mineral deficiencies in either the soil or people's diets.
He was
for
wrong
plants
about
or people.
That, right?
Like,
is he the
know.
Dude that was like, everyone eat vitamins, they'll make you...
He was the dude who was like, vitamin C is the cure.
Yeah, and you're like,
he's
no.
the first one to promote vitamin C very heavily in the history of juice-related minerals.
FYI, that's wrong.
FYI, don't only
airborne
eat vitamins.
Is, not only is airborne nasty, it doesn't work.
but the placebo effect, you know? Mm. Works for me. Nah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. It tastes disgusting. Anyways, 1970... Jack LaLanne, the godfather of fitness,
oh, yes.
or so one website told me, discusses the power... Did you see my computer screen just flash? Oh my God, so creepy. It's restarting. I don't know what happened.
like this through line of just the saga of Eric's computer.
My computer is really messed up. Like, this guy told me it didn't have startup disk space, which means it like can't turn on, which is probably what just happened. So hopefully all of the work I've been doing on my thesis was saved. We're getting a great backstory into my life as I frantically tell the history of juice. Let's see what else. Oh, right. So this guy, Jack LaLanne, develops a line of juicers, and he coined the phrase, which I didn't know was a phrase, that's the power of the juice. So if anyone ever says that, you can be like, that was Jack LaLanne. And they'll be like, what? And you'll be like,
never mind.
Bye. 1993, the Green Power Juicer was developed by Mr. Kim. And it was the first juicer to use twin gear extraction, which meant that it didn't need heat to create juice.
That's what he was
which
doing
apparently
when he wasn't on
is
Gilmore
good.
Girls.
Great reference. Jumping 7 years up to 2000, Bernard Jensen publishes Juice Therapy. And he publishes his studies on vegetable juicing as the most efficient form of nutrition for your body. More on that when we talk about cleanses. In 2010, Andrew and Carol West start a program that combines juicing with colon hydrotherapy, which I can tell you about if you want to know what that is.
What is that? Yeah.
Yeah, they shoot water up your butt.
How do people come up with this?
I have no idea. Who's like, you know what would really clear my colon?
I feel...
A hydraulic shot to the butt.
The butt.
Someone probably was like up yours, and they're like, wait!
I've got it.
But they have this retreat in Europe called the Obsidian Retreat, and apparently it's like super popular because they literally do things like that first institute I mentioned, like cure chronic disease, or attempt to, I don't know, with all natural juicing
marks.
And hydrotherapy. Oh, yuck. Let's see if there's anything else. All of these are coming from lingleonline.com, thejuicingclub.com, momswhojuice.wordpress.com and a Wikipedia page that I read on pasteurization because no one would give me all sufficient information.
Extremely credible sources.
Yes. Juice cleansing actually began in the 1990s when Peter Glickman invented the Master Cleanse, which is that terrible combination. It is... So I looked up the recipe. I have the recipe. Like... The recipe is 2 tablespoons of lemon or lime juice, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup.
Yeah.
Organic. It has to be like pure organic maple syrup.
One tenth
of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, which is like, how do you measure that? And then 10 ounces of purified spring water. And it is a 10-day endeavor where, like, that's literally all you drink.
I want to say Beyonce did it, and I love her.
Yeah, but, like, no, actually, Beyonce did come up when I looked up Celebrity Juice Cleanse, which, let me tell you, that was a trip.
Who was like, how did he come up with that? How is he like, this will feel good for 10 days, and then you'll just feel great at... I would feel awful after that. So gross.
There is a great New York Times piece where someone, like, talked about doing a modern juice cleanse, and it sounded awful. Would not recommend. And there are new cleanses, too. I don't really need to list them, because we're not going to do them. But there's one called the Cooler Cleanse. Of course, Goop put one together called Organic Avenue.
Probably, like, every ingredient's probably, like, $30 for a teaspoon of it.
Probably. And then, of course, we have Amanda Chantal over at Moon Juice.
Oh, yes.
We'll definitely do a podcast on Amanda Chantal. That's the history that I came up with. It was very focused on the juicing machines, actually, surprisingly.
Because people, I feel like it's, like, this is, like, one of those things that everyone's like, yeah, it'll just, like, really help you, and it's, like, literally just juice, guys.
It's just
you
juice.
You just crumpled up some veggies.
It's gonna solve all of your problems.
Like, no, it's just juice. Like, I know there's that one juice thing where, it comes in, like, those square bottles, and they're, like, different... like, juices for different parts of the day, and you do
So juice cleanses will give you, like, a set of juices to drink throughout the day. And I was reading that New York Times piece, and the woman was like, now they've started to use almond milks for, like, a little bit of protein.
Ew.
Because you literally can't stay full.
Yeah, that's
I knew someone my freshman year who did a juice cleanse. She was miserable, and meanwhile, I was enjoying just my food.
I feel
my
like
good old food.
It would be fun to do for, like, science. Just like,
it'd be fun to do for, like, a one-day thing and then write an opinion piece about it where you could just bitch about it, but that's, like, kind of the limit of what I think it is.
Yeah.
Not in this podcast.
I'm sure it doesn't help.
So I'm going to do some fun facts, but it's trivia format.
Oh, hooray.
How many carrots do you think go into 8 ounces of carrot juice?
I'm going to say 15.
Wow. Okay. Normal-sized carrots. Try again.
Is it more or less? Over or under?
I can't tell you. You have to guess.
But, like, I feel like when you juice something, it doesn't come out as much as you would want it to, correct?
That is indeed the scientific measurement of how juice works.
Is it too low?
So 6 large carrots go into 8 ounces. Well, 8 ounces is a cup.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't know.
You have high expectations for your juicer.
I just
felt
like juicing is low yield, man.
I think it is pretty low yield. Oh, we didn't even talk about wheatgrass.
Like, just shots of wheatgrass.
So, this one's not trivia. This is just a fact. Peels from oranges and grapefruit are mildly toxic. Which, so I think is why when I had a slice of grapefruit tonight after dinner, my face got kind of flushed, and I was like, oh god, am I gonna die?
Dying.
Am I having a hot flash? But the white parts, the white, like, fluffy parts, actually are very nutritious. So you can actually blend that when, juice that when you juice.
So not the rind, just, like, the fluffy part.
Yes. Which confuses me, because you can also eat candied orange peels.
That's true.
But...
and maybe it's, like, apple seeds, where, like, they have...
That's, like, toxic.
They have, what's it called? It starts...
Arsenic
in them.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to eat, like, a whole, like, cup of them to, like, actually die. Like, if you eat one, you're gonna be fine.
I hope, does that.
I feel like I heard an urban legend where this guy, like, really liked apple seeds, so he would, like, sit and eat them, and then he died.
That's so depressing. That's not a very fun legend.
He's like, don't eat apple seeds.
Man ate poison, died. Oh, man. Guess how much the most expensive juicer costs?
$500. How much does a regular juicer cost?
A normal juicer is around $100.
Okay.
From my research.
Then I'm going to go $800. I'm going to up it.
$2,495.
What does it do that's different?
It's the original Norwalk hydraulic press juicer.
Is it like
juicer.
Antique juicer? Or
probably,
like,
I don't know.
Why would you want antique juicer for more money than you can get a regular functioning high-tech juicer for?
There is a great quote that I will pull up from a celebrity that says, like, when you're getting into juicing, you know you have disposable income. That is so true.
I like that. That person has a good head on their shoulders.
Yes, we will get to quiz you on who you think it is. And now I turn to my celebrity portion.
Hooray.
That I have added recently because I've gotten good feedback from two people.
Really?
Okay. So I have quotes from celebrities about juicing, and then I also have juice recipes that celebrities love.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a celebrity, and you need to tell me what you think the, like, main two ingredients are okay. in their juice, or okay. one, whatever you want. Blake Lively's detox drink.
I'm going to say she has kale. And, like, apples. Or, like...
Wow! Good job!
Ha!
It is kale, Swiss chard, parsley, beet, pineapple, two green apples, a sprig of fresh mint, and half of a lemon.
That's too many leafy greens! Why are you putting Swiss chard as such a strong... Doesn't Swiss
yeah,
chard have
really
a strong...
Bitter.
It's
yeah.
very
well,
bitter!
Kale and Swiss chard both. That's probably why she's compensating with two apples.
Compensate. That's such an overpowering flavor. That's insane. Just eat kale. Just eat Swiss chard. It's very lovely sautéed.
Oh, she says the sweet notes of the fruits and mint make this both quenching and intoxicating. Now I can get my dose of veggies in a delicious way.
I'm rolling my eyes, Blake.
Vomit.
You're not four.
Michelle Williams.
Okay. Pineapple and wheatgrass.
Oh, you missed.
Oh,
it's like the same thing. It's kale, spinach, Swiss chard, apples, and lemon.
Why lemon?
I don't know. I really don't know. Four apples, and in parentheses, use green for less sugar. Yeah, because no one eats four apples in one sitting. That's the big problem I have with juicing.
Mm, it's a lot of sugar.
It's just way too much. Yeah.
Just eat
so
apple,
actually, I had a fun fact that was a quote from a doctor from that New York Times article. It's Dr. Colbert, or Colbert, because it's not Stephen Colbert. And he calls it a juicing diet the equivalent of the Toblerone diet because of how much sugar you get.
That's, like, I just eat some fruit, eat some veggies, you'll be full.
The fiber is what keeps you full.
Yeah. And you'll eat, like, way less sugar.
The reason the nutrients get to you faster is because you don't have to break down the fiber. Mm-hmm. Here's a good one. Paula Abdul.
Okay, butter.
Paula Abdul, not Paula
oh,
Dean.
Damn it, I'm sorry. Okay,
Paula Dean definitely does not.
Juice cleanse,
juice
yeah,
cleanse.
You're right. That's
it's like
fair.
A solely celebrity model phenomenon.
Okay, Paula Abdul, she's tiny, so... Maybe, I don't even know, like, what things are carrots, maybe?
Okay.
Does she put carrots on hers? And then, I'm gonna think, like, spinach.
You got the spinach. Yes. There are no carrots. Hers is called a blueberry surprise. She puts half of a small daikon radish, which is, like, a teaspoon of radish, I don't even know. Half a cup of blueberries, kale, spinach, and two green apples.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So those are some of the celebrities.
Why? Just eat food, okay? That's the motto of this podcast. Just eat food.
So the person who said that thing about disposable income, the for sure quote is, nothing says disposable income quite like people on a juice cleanse. Because it costs like $65 a day.
That's insane.
It was Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Who said that.
She's my fave. She's very down to earth. That's her
She's
brand.
Great. Who said... Telling people you're on a juice cleanse is a perfect way to make sure everyone is visualizing you having diarrhea.
I want to say, like, Sarah Silverman or something.
Nicole Richie. Weird.
That is weird.
Let's see.
She's married to a Madden brother, isn't she?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, I think they broke up.
This is the only time I know about celebrity gossip is when I'm looking at it related to this podcast.
Oh, I know too much about celebrity gossip. I think she's married to Gavin Ross, too. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Keep
whatever.
Going.
It's a tangent. Tangent to my celebrity quotes about juice. On day one of my juice cleanse, and it's going great. And by that, I mean I am starving and want to punch anyone eating within 10 feet of me. Who said it?
J-Law or something.
Lauren Conrad.
Oh, wow.
J-Law's a good guess.
Yeah. She's always like, I eat food. I'm a normal, just like you. I'm not a normal celebrity.
Who said this on her Snapchat? I'm really not a quitter, guys, but I think we might eat sushi.
Like Kim Kardashian or something?
Kylie Jenner!
Ha-ha!
Very good! That was amazing. Those are all my fun fact trivia things, so I guess now we get into the...
No, we're stalling, guys.
The meat of things, or rather...
The not-meat of things.
I think we should start with the green juices.
Okay.
Because they will be washed out by the fruit, which hopefully actually tastes like fruit.
Okay, so Yeah, so we each got two different juices. I went to Dean and DeLuca and spent an inordinate amount of money on juice. Both of these juices were $7 each.
This is like the size of an Odwalla.
Yeah.
For $7. Also, this looks like it has pulp in it.
I'm pretty sure it has pulp.
Betrayal.
I know. I like this. I think I kind of got shaken up when I was walking here, but when I bought it, it was like there was a
Did it have a silt on the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom, and then it was kind of clear.
Okay. We might have to do a follow up on juice tasting because there is sidewalk juice down
down by
M that is just like all juice, everything juice.
Yeah. But okay. So this Dean and DeLuca juice, this first one is just called green juice.
Promising. Way to go for like a real straight shot.
Yeah. Okay. So it's an energetic blend of kale, celery, spinach, broccoli, apple,
Your tone is getting more and more disgusted.
With a splash of ginger.
Oh, God. Broccoli. Broccoli is such a gnarly flavor.
Also, this product has not been pasteurized, and therefore may contain harmful bacteria that can cause serious illness in children, the elderly, and persons with weakened immune systems.
Oh,
so we've
God.
Been warned. But it was packed on today.
Why don't you listen to Louis Pasteur?
Louis is rolling in his grave.
Yeah.
This was packed yesterday.
So okay, it's like, that's fine.
That's good.
I'm sure that's fine. They've been cold. We refrigerated them in the voice refrigerator.
We did. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you ready?
Go for it.
All right, here goes nothing with the green juice.
Kill me.
Okay, I'm gonna pour you some.
Okay.
Oh my God, that smells like... That smells like leafy greens.
Oh, wow. That it smells like a garden.
Shit like leafy greens.
Wow, that really... It smells... What does it remind me of? Just like being in a garden.
It smells like
but
salad.
Without the flowers. It feels like if I only smelled like the stalks of plants. So it's kind of like...
Okay, ready? I feel like we just got to
like
take a
wood.
Shot.
Like wood? Okay. No. We gotta just like swirl just it around and like let it aerate because it's not pasteurized.
Ready?
Oh, God. That tastes a lot better than it smells.
That tastes so much better than it smells. It's really mild.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet.
What is? Did you say there
I'm
was...
I'm getting a little... it's like apple and pear.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting a little...
How many
like,
apples do you think they're putting in, though?
Right? I'm getting like I'm 20. Getting a little bit of an end of, like, undressed salad at the end.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It leaves a weird taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't hate this.
Yeah, I don't, like...
I wouldn't drink that much of it. Like, I wouldn't drink 16 fluid ounces of it.
It feels healthy, though. I could see I can get trapped into juices. Like, this feels like I'm drinking
something
really good
for me. Yeah, I'd be like,
really
wow, I just ate... Yeah. I don't know. It's really sweet. I was really surprised at how sweet it was.
I don't think it's that sweet, but I don't think it's...
Which is weird, because I'm the one who eats sugar, and you're not.
Like, I didn't think it was gonna be... I thought it was gonna be more plant-y than this, because it's really green. It's very green.
It smells like it's just gonna taste like straight plant. Like chewing on a leaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I'm excited for our second one.
Let's go.
Well, actually, I don't really like raw carrots, so
my
this is gonna be rough. I don't know why I did this.
Carrot juice.
I almost debated bringing a V8, and then I was like, I don't want to torture anyone with
Should
have had a V8.
My mom loves carrot juice. Like, she just drinks straight carrot juice all the time. Like, she gets it. She
gets
the
really gross.
Whatever. Like, I think they probably add sugar to it, but she drinks it. It's like, I don't understand how you just drink carrots.
Listen to that. Isn't that better than listening to us chew? No chewing in this episode. So this is Misfit Juicery,
just
which was
swallowing.
Which was started by Georgetown students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's our local brand. Yeah. We're buying local.
Yeah, I can get behind this juice, though.
Yeah.
They do, like, a nice, like, no waste thing, right?
Yeah, so they take ugly fruits and vegetables, and they make them into cold-pressed juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made with Misfits. That's cute.
Yeah.
This one is punny, so I already like it. 24 karat gold. It has carrot, apple, lemon, and turmeric. I'm on board until we get to turmeric, and
what,
then
I mean, like,
really...
What I think, I know turmeric is a spice.
Yeah.
But, like, what does turmeric taste like?
Ooh! All right. We'll find out.
God. And it's probably gonna mix a little bit, though.
How
the
do we get
juice?
Rid of the rest of this juice when we're done? I feel like
give it to
wasting
the office. You're welcome.
Billions of dollars. Okay.
It smells a little spice. Oh, it smells like... Okay, so I do... Got a preface. So I'm Jamaican, and my family, they make carrot juice, but they do it...
Mm.
they do it with, like, a bunch of, like, spices, like nutmeg and, like, a bunch of other things. So it actually tastes really good when they, like, doctor it up.
And you just drink it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really good. It kind of smells like that, but I don't think it will because I don't think it'll taste the same.
And this does, like, not have nutmeg in it.
I'm pretty sure they put alcohol in it.
I'm pretty sure it's spiked.
But, like, it's really good. It's, like, one of my favorite things. But.
Okay, here we go.
That's weird.
It tastes like just enough like carrot that I don't want it. It reminds me of carrot.
It's got a hint
like
of carrot.
I like cooked carrots.
I think the bump at the end is what gets me. Because it kind of tastes like the carrot juice, but like, it starts to, and it's like, just kidding, it's not. This isn't it. It's not spiced
this
at all.
This is really sweet. I'm finding all of these to be very sweet. I don't really know what I was expecting. But.
Honestly, I might be able to drink this one.
Yeah, this one's not bad.
Honestly, I think they just throw a ton of apples in it to make it.
I think that's what it is.
Really
and it
sweet.
Definitely tastes like Granny Smith apples.
I don't know if I could. It's like, this is like one of those things, like, I don't mind the taste, but I don't know if I could drink the whole thing.
I just.
Because it could turn ugly towards the end.
I would feel weird about drinking, like, 20 carrots. You know? Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
but they have great packaging. Their size,
the branding is
good.
Pretty on point.
They were this. These juices are a little bit smaller. These are 12 ounces, and they were $4.50, which is still a lot. Like,
yeah, the D'Angelo goes 16 ounces. So I mean, you get a lot, but like $7.
Can we do anything with this, anyways?
Yeah, but the Misfits like motto is everyone's a little misfit. So are the fruits and veggies in this juice.
I like, I'm already biased towards Misfit because of, like, the way that they make their juice.
Yeah.
And biased against Dean and DeLuca because I bought
they're
sushi there for $14 and hated myself.
Like,
every time
you walk in there, you're like, why is all of this so expensive?
It's like, you're not even artisan.
Yeah. People who do their grocery shopping there.
What are you doing?
Just go to
yeah,
Whole Foods.
You're crazy. Go to Whole Foods and
it's
it will
like
be cheaper.
Less expensive.
All right. What is our next one?
All right. This is another Dean and DeLuca. This is called Power Up Juice. So I feel like we're supposed to feel just, like, really energized.
Great.
I
got a lot of work to do after this. So
it's a powerful blend of orange, beet, and pineapple with a splash of ginger and coconut water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
Coconut water sounds appealing.
Do you like coconut water?
I'll drink it. Mm-hmm. When I played soccer, we would always drink it after tournaments because of how quickly it hydrates you.
Yeah, I heard that.
Or at
I
least placebo effect-wise.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's real. But, like, I don't know. I just don't like the taste of it. It tastes like bad water to me. Like, water that went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
This one's, like,
this
it smells...
This one smells great.
Yeah. Like, this does the most, the least...
And this one's the pulpiest, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's got the little thing at the bottom. Yeah. I like
oh,
this
that,
one.
That tastes like a Christmas wreath to me. Is that weird?
I was gonna say, I like this one maybe the least.
It has... It's, like, not sour, but it's making my tongue, like, what happens when it's sour. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
This is very pretty color, though. It's a nice, like,
it's very different.
Pink.
I've never really tasted anything
like
this.
It's
like
almost neon.
It's very pink. Yeah.
I don't like how pulpy it is. It's the orange that kind of... I don't know. I actually don't hate this.
I could no way drink a whole thing of this. This one feels like I'm eating tons of fruit.
It's just, like, a lot.
I think I just can't buy into juice because I just think about how many objects go into one container, and I'm like... Jesus,
that
fills me up just thinking
healthy,
about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
Here's our fourth and final contestant.
Yay.
For the big juice off of taste test, which is not that widespread, but that's fine. This is another Misfit. This is called Offbeat, spelled B-E-T.
Oh my god, so cute.
They're so great. It is made with beet, apple, carrot, lemon, and ginger. That sounds like a winning combo to me.
Yeah.
This
as
is
long
like
as
a very
the beet
deep
doesn't overpower.
Fuchsia.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah. Beet tastes like dirt.
Beet tastes like dirt.
Beet
it's
is dirt.
It's not good.
You can argue with me. I won't back down.
I don't like beets. Listen to that. Pouring sound. Delicious.
I'm just aerating it
thicker.
As I pour.
This seems thick to me.
Oh, it smells like dirt.
It does. Kind of smells like beets, guys.
Oh, no. Beets are so hard to put
I
in
feel
anything.
Like my teeth are going to be a different color after this. Like, this is... Like, this is such a potent color.
This is
like
deep
all of these
fuchsia.
All of these juices have such, like, a strong color to them. Like, the green juice is
yeah,
very
green.
Yeah, green
juice is starting to do the weird silt thing. It kind of looks
yeah,
like miso soup when you mix
it.
It
does.
Except it's bright green. It's kind of pretty. Anyways.
It's too
They
beady.
Couldn't get over the beet
too
player. They couldn't do it.
Like, this one, I feel like there's not that much beet in the power-up juice, but yeah, this is...
With beets, you just have an aftertaste of dirt. Like a
really light hand you gotta do with beets, because, like,
you have to put, like, a third of a beet, not even.
Yeah. It's not, it's, like, pretty mild. Like, it's not.
I just hate.
It's just really beet. Like, I'm all I'm getting is beet.
I only eat beets, like, sometimes in a well-dressed salad.
I really hate beets.
But, like, I had a friend freshman year who would just eat slices of raw beet at Leo's.
That's horrifying.
And I was like, why are you
it's
eating dirt?
It's such a strong taste.
There are, like, so many other vegetables or roots that you can eat to get the same nutritional value without having to feel like you're eating red dirt.
Beets are such a ruiner, too, because if they touch something, it's going to taste like beets.
And it smells like
beets.
It just smells like dirt. I'm just going to finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's my least
favorite
one.
Yuck.
It's two beets. Two beety. But honestly, yeah, I don't think that would be the one I would be least inclined to get because it's like, this is beets, guys.
It's like, beet is the first one.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, does it tell you how much? They don't have an. Oh, no. I mean, beet is the first one, so that means it's the most.
By weight or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's by weight. Well. That was disappointing.
Yeah.
And now we have about 10 ounces of beet juice left.
Yeah.
Okay, let's rank them.
Okay, I think I'm going to go carrot, power-up juice, green juice, offbeat.
Okay. I'm going to slightly augment that by doing green juice instead of the power-up juice, which would make it carrot, green juice, power-up juice, beet juice. And the reason I put the carrot one first is because it's so much cheaper. And I would never in my life, like, the threshold for me is, like, well, I'm not buying something for $7 unless, like, I'm being forced to.
The thing is, like, it's not even, like, that's a meal. Like, $7, like, if you go to, like, Chipotle and don't get guac.
Yeah.
Could, like, it's a little more expensive than that by, like, $1. But, like,
$7. That's a lot more fiber, too.
For some liquid, like.
That's on Monday. They do half-off burgers at Tombs. That's an entire burger and fries.
Go get a burger, guys.
Yeah, be healthy. Or, like, juice cleanse. Love your body. Yeah. Any final thoughts on the juice cleanse trend and why it's so weird and sometimes terrible?
Okay, so I will not be going to juice cleanse anytime soon. It's not in the cards. But
I don't see it in my future. My 2017 is void of juice cleanses.
But I will say, as I said earlier, you just, like, feel healthy drinking them. Like, I didn't really get that much sugar. Like, I didn't feel like there was a ton of sugar. But also, if I felt like there was a ton of sugar, I could justify it being like, I'm eating oranges and pineapples and apples. And, like, that's healthy. So it's fine. Like, I can drink this. So I wouldn't feel as bad, say, drinking this rather than, like, a naked smoothie, which kind of has the same effect, but, like, also, there must be added sugar. There's, like, 30 grams of sugar in, like, one naked smoothie.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say how much sugar's in these. The 12 ounces, I think they both have 15 grams.
Yeah.
And then I don't think we can tell on Dean DeLuca. I think they're sneaky. They don't tell us.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that illegal? I feel like that's illegal.
Well, it's, like, Dean DeLuca's signature brand. I don't know. That might be illegal. Yeah. Dean DeLuca, if you're out there, please check this.
So the blend of orange, it's orange juice from concentrate.
Oh, so it's literally just,
yeah.
Ugh, we've been
gypped. $7 for you to pour some orange juice in a thing? Are you kidding?
That is low.
I am.
That is almost
outraged.
As low as them reopening after having rat problems low.
Oh, God.
Twice.
Yeah. This is an outrage, Dean and DeLuca.
Dean DeLuca, you don't have to sponsor
us. They really just, like, they just lean on their, like, fancy, like,
labels.
Reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, look at this, like, random label. It's not corporate, so it must be good. Dean DeLuca, I'm mad. I'm very angry.
Lame.
Lame.
I bet you there's so many Georgetown girls who, like, go to yoga and then pick one of those up.
I'm sure. Not to stereotype, but, like, totally, yeah.
But, like, it's there.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I would never do a juice cleanse because of what I've said before. It's just I know how many of each thing is in here, and that's overwhelming to me. I would rather just, like, feel more full by eating a single apple.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, drinking this green one, I liked because I did feel healthy drinking it because it was, like, I could taste the vegetables
salad
that I just sometimes avoid or don't eat enough of.
Yeah.
Or,
kale's
like,
gross.
You know, cook. Kale is not gross.
Kale is gross.
Kale chips are a really good way to eat kale. It's so, if you massage oil into the kale, it loses a lot of the massage my yeah, kale. Yeah, you do. You gotta treat it right so it can treat your body right.
I just, like, it's
it is
so
a symbiotic food relationship, Danielle.
It's so leathery. And then, like, if you have it in the salad, it's like chewing paper, and then it's bitter, and then it's just like...
You are not massaging the kale properly.
It's so
obviously
bitter. It's just always bitter and tough. Okay, and, like,
next time I make a meal for you, which will probably be soon.
You know what? I don't like the tone of your voice.
We're having some marital problems. I think it's time to cut off our podcast.
Yes.
Oh my god. Well, this was fun. I'm glad to be back doing taste tests.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. Hi, Mom. And Daniel, we miss you. And Liz. Liz gave us a stunning review of the coffee one.
So,
and you know what,
thank
Liz?
Thank you, Liz.
You send me a food, I will review it just for you, and you can sponsor that podcast
free of cost. Free
of cost,
except for the charge of the food, but it's fine.
But I will pay for that, because I respect it so much. Just don't make me do, like, gold-plated food, and that'll be fine. All right. Well, if you enjoyed listening to us ramble for, like, a really long time, then you can check out more of this by going to your favorite podcast app and typing in... The Georgetown Voice?
The Voice Podcast.
The Voice Podcast Network. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
We're back.
You just forget sometimes. Like,
yeah, and obviously, I don't have enough nutrients in my brain yet. I have to drink another juice.
Chug that whole 16 ounces of chug juice.
Kill me. anyways, yes, the Voice Podcast Network into your favorite podcast app. You can also like our Facebook page, the Georgetown Voice. You can follow us at GTown Voice on Twitter or at Halftime GU. And you can follow me on Twitter at Erica A. Bullock. That's Erica with a K. Bullock like Sandra.
No relation.
Not at all. I've never met her. Danielle, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is DNHewitt96. Follow me. I'm private now, actually. But, like, maybe one day I'll take it off. Who knows?
Oh, you're on private. That's interesting.
Yeah,
job search stuff.
Oh, that. And my parents saw my Twitter and I was uncomfortable. So I was like,
that's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah. Things, so I was like, you need to stop. Okay.
Well, now I'm on the short list of Daniel's Twitter, so feeling great. Music you're hearing is from Ben Sound. That's Ben, like the name Ben, and Sound as in sound.
Wow.
Yeah, I say the same thing every time, and it's significantly less super funny every time I say it. We're gonna keep on drinking our green juice.
Of course.
See you next time.
Bye.